Walk-in vaccination paired with free coffee and kai are on offer for students at Ara Institute of Canterbury this week. It's part of the region's race to hit 90% for first doses by Labour weekend. Our cameraman Nathan McKinnon and reporter Kim Moody went along.
Getting her first COVID-19 vaccination was too easy for first-year business and administration student Aaliyah.
Just so I could go to a party on the weekend. Yeah, it's the 21st birthday of our friends.
She was able to walk in for the dose on campus before class this afternoon and maybe grab a free coffee on her way out. For Aaliyah, it means she's one step closer to life returning to normal.
They're all so nice and it's a real welcoming environment. I didn't even feel it going into my arm, so that was pretty cool.
It's part of a slew of vaccination clinics the Ara Institute's holding at its campuses in Ōtautahi and Te Maru, so students have easy access to the vaccine. Te Tiriti Partnerships Executive Director Te Marino Lenihan says it's about people protecting people.
Family wellbeing is the motivation, protecting our communities, protecting their future, letting them have freedom over the summer and beyond. That's our motivation, healthy people. And if our people are healthy, then our institution is healthy.
He hopes the clinics will see a boost in the number of rangatahi Māori and Pacifica students double-vaxxed.
We know that the youth of New Zealand were last on the priority list for the vaccination rollout, so there's a bit of a backlog of rangatahi Māori in the system. And you add to that this generation of, social media warriors, internet warriors, the proliferation of misinformation, there are a lot of barriers for our people, and so, you know, we just want to be friendly, we want to be present, we want our youth to be the face of this. It's for the youth, by the youth.
Canterbury Health Board Manager John Carson says he's impressed with the massive uptake of students rolling up their sleeves for the jab.
We're really pleased to see that students have taken up opportunities all over the place, and we're finding now that most students have actually had dose one, and a lot of them are not quite ready for dose two, so that will come a little bit later.
About 86% of Cantabrians have had their first Pfizer dose, and after the region took out the top spot for most vaccinations given at last weekend's Vaxathon, Mr Carson says the 90% target's within reach. And with the threat of the Delta variant lapping at the South Island's shores, clinic lead Dr. Maria Patu says they need as many jabs in arms as possible.
But it's easy to get a little bit complacent, right, when it's not here. And so it's a fine balance of answering questions, not wanting to scare people, but really encouraging people to come and get vaccinated. The virus is coming. It will be in our community pretty soon. And so if we want to be able to keep ourselves safe, keep our health system running and continue our lives, then we need to be vaccinated.
She says the DHB's supported Māori and Pacifica health providers, and now it's time for the rangatahi to lead the next step.
For this next wave of the rollout, we're really looking for rangatahi to lead us. We will bring the vaccine to wherever they want to have it. We will have conversations and help with education the way that they want it. So we'd really like to hand over this part of the rollout to them. We can bring the clinical service, but it's them who are going to be vaccinated.
As for ensuring the students vaccinated today come back after 3 weeks for that all-important second dose, student voice coordinator Angus Howitt, who's behind the free kai and coffee on offer, says more vaccination clinics are planned.
So if people have come for their first one now, they can come and get their follow-up one from somewhere familiar, somewhere that's a bit more friendly faces, people that they know already, that they've seen around campus and can trust a bit more than some strangers.